tender chops. We'll have ice cream and soda pop. We'll eat hamburgers, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, bitch. You wait till you dig that crazy beat. There's gonna be a rockin' tonight. Everything is gonna be just right.
But now he's not satisfied to do it anymore. He's got a funny habit and I don't know why. He walks around the ceiling now, stepping on the flies. Baby brother, baby brother. He learned to crawl on the kitchen wall. Baby brother, just the other day, well, bless my soul, I found him swimming round in the goldfish bowl. Since nobody told him that he had an order, he swam around for hours with his head underwater. Baby brother, baby brother, you may swim all you wish, but don't eat the fish, baby brother. But it's plain to see that he's not one of us. Now where'd we get him? I know you're going to ask it. Well, we found him on the porch in a crazy little basket. Baby brother, baby brother, though your hair is blue, we think another world of you. Baby brother, I bought my baby brother a toy balloon. He let it get away and it floated toward the moon. Instead of crying, he just climbed up on the fence. He started to flap his arms, and we ain't seen him since. A baby brother, baby brother. Though you're out for outer spaces, I can still see your faces. Baby brother, baby brother, baby brother.
Hello, this is Mr. Gosh, and I've just entered the Wiggle Room. I'll be joining you all here from the Sunken Bungalow about once a month in WFMU's internet stream that moves through Shima's jungle room. Over the next hour, and unfolding over the longer scale of space and time, you'll be listening to my own twisted utopian visions of good radio and interesting sounds. Coming up first, though, we've got some lovely punk-funk stylings from the likes of Wire, Kidney Bingos, Throbbing Gristles, Hot on the Heels of Love, and Leather Nun showing off their cool shoes. Thanks for being here, and stay tuned.
Thank you. in a bar after a gig with sweat pouring down my back. The music was loud, it pleased the crowd. That MC sure got the night. I was sipping on a drink when I got a twink. Like a bird was making a pass. She was looking at me, way down my knee, and smiled like I had real claws.
Her eyes said,
cool shoes, baby, yeah. Real cool shoes. Cool shoes, baby, yeah. Real cool shoes. Cool shoes, baby, yeah. Real cool shoes. Cool shoes, baby, yeah. Real cool shoes.
I looked at my friend when I saw her bend down with a looking glass. She focused the tag, gave a big smile, like she'd found a rare antique vault. Stood up again, gave a note to my friend, and pointed like the note was for me. And when she walked away, I know I couldn't stay. She was a flower and I'm a bee.
The note said,
cool shoes, baby.
Or was it a mistake? I know I had to go and find out. So I followed her, got hold of her fur, and looked at her with doubt. She was hiding a smile, and I thought for a while, she's just after some fun. And she pulled out my flyer and made an inquiry if I was the singer of the Leather Nun.
'Cause I've got
cool shoes, baby, got real cool shoes.
Flat. And she wasn't a brat. Her body was playing my tune. We got in her bed, she knocked me dead. I thought we'd be with by June. She made it quite clear that this was real. She said, you know, I just can't fake it. I'm going for the best, so fuck the rest. 'Cause a guy with plain shoes can't make
but
it.
But you've got
cool shoes, baby.
For lunch at the House of Buns. She orders a hamburger.
Well, of course.
And they brought her some buns that'll choke a small horse.
Big buns, big buns.
She thought she's getting one heck of a deal. $1.99 for a whole darn meal.
Do-do-do,
oh, and she opened the buns, put on the mustard.
Do-do-do, do-do-do.
Her eyes squinted up, she got all flustered. She said, I've had burgers well done and rare. Now I got one that ain't even there. She got no response from ringing the bell. And that's when she started to yell.
Where's the beef?
Young man, can't you hear a call? She don't see no beef at all.
Where's the beef?
Call the cop and catch the thief. The one who stole this lady's beef.
Where's the beef?
Meety, mighty, mo. Tell us where did her beef.
Where's the beef?
Somebody end her grief. Tell her where's the beef.
Anybody hear me? I don't think there's anybody back there. Biggest ripoff you ever saw.
Where did it go? Where did it go?
I swear there ought to be a law.
Ought to be a law. Ought to be a law.
Now a woman can't live by buns alone. She's caught in a hamburger twilight zone.
Where's the beef?
She asked the boss.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
He said, check under that special sauce. Woo, man, this whole thing is too weird for me. Where, oh, where can her beef be? What's the secret? Tell me how. 3 billion sold for just one cow?
Young man, can't you hear her call? She don't see no beef at all.
Where's the beef?
Call the cop and catch the thief. The one who stole this lady's beef.
Where's the beef?
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe. Tell us where did her beef.
Where's the beef?
Call somebody and her beef. And tell her where's the beef.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Hey, where's the beef?
I don't think there's anybody back there.
Thank you. club today. I come to have your adjustments. I'm squash.
I saw in a shopping mall the other night. They were wearing t-shirts and sweatshirts with slogans on them. I'm not a real fan of bumper stickers and t-shirt slogans, but one of them happened to ask the question, "Are we having fun yet?" And I thought about that. In fact, I've decided to entitle the program with that very slogan tonight? It's a good question. Are you fun to live with or to be around? Is life at all exciting or happy for you? Or do you find yourself bogged down in the lowlands, a boondock?
Hello, this is Mr. Gosh. I'm currently moving around here in the Wiggle Room here on WFMU. You've just heard Strangers Die Every Day by Butthole Surfers from their great album Rembrandt Pussy Horse. Squash Things, performed by the Dancing Dead, and that set was started off with the ridiculous with Where's the Beef, featuring Clara Peller and Coyote McLeod from that 20th century Wendy's hamburger ad. The next set will feature several instrumental pieces, including the enchanted dance of the humorless, ill-tempered corporate executives, as performed by John Truby in The Ugly Janitors of America. We'll start off the set with Crank Call Love Affair, with a piece called What's Wrong, Yvette, followed by Two Eye with something that I think anyone can appreciate, a piece called Broken Skateboard.
Thank you.
That was the Butthole Surfers with a piece called Strangers Die Every Day. The Dancing Dead, Squashed Things, and Coyote McLeod and Clara Peller, Where's the Beef? You're listening to WFMU. This is The Wiggle Room. My name's Mr. Gosh, and I'll be doing a show about once a month coming up. So thanks, John, from Some Assembly Required. Appreciate it. And let's just get right back into the music, because that's what we're all here for. At least that's what I'm here for. We're going to be listening to the English reggae band from the 80s, UB40, with a piece called Reefer Madness. Stoned Immaculate, provided by Dub Syndicate from the mid-1980s on the On You Sound record label. We'll be following that. And let's hang on. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we are stoned, immaculate. Thank you.
set me free. Set me free.
Thank you.
Okay, that last piece was Herbie Hancock and Fode Musa Soso, the piece called Early Warning. Steve Tibbetts prior to that with a piece called You Are, who we heard earlier with that, the Dub Syndicate and UB40. This is Mr. Gosh. I'll be back in about a month or so. Thank you, John. Thank you, WFMU. Thanks, Sheena. And thank everybody for tuning in, keeping independent community radio stations like this around. It's a great thing. So I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Mighty good. Hello to those out in Radio Land. It's Austin Rich here on Mid Valley Mutations. One of those WFMU joints that you've heard so much about. And yeah, I just wanted to pop in here a little bit to say a quick hello before we get started. As you may have noticed, this week we're going to have a special show entirely programmed by Arvo Zylo. He's been doing this for a little while. This is the 14th installment, this one called Frozen Star. So I wanted to say a quick hello to Mr. Zylo himself and Imaginos, who are already hanging out in the digital salon. I'm sure there's some other folks who will be joining us and lurking and commenting as the show goes on. But yeah, this one's going to go 3 hours. We've got a two-hour set, and then stick around for the after party. Arvo's got a special show just for the after party. So hopefully, if you're in the same boat as me, you've had a bit of a bummer week, and you've been feeling kind of down, and you're looking for a little something to help switch that mood around, because it's been a little dumb lately, I'll just say that. So yeah, I'm ready for some music. I'm ready to kind of get out of my funk, and I'm hoping that Arvo can help me out. It's Mid Valley Mutations here on Sheena's Jungle Room. We're gonna give you a special show, and it looks like Kef and Chris O are also hanging out in the digital salon, although I think Chris O is about at the end of their evening. I understand. It's been a long day for you. Well, yeah, let's get into things here. It's Mid Valley Mutations, Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU. And every once in a while, it goes like this.
Every possible reality exists. And what is reality on any one world is mere fantasy on all others. Here all is real and all is illusion. What is, what was, and what will be start here with the words, "In the beginning there was..."
You are listening to...
Mid-Tasons.
Mid-Valley.
Mid-Tasons.
Citations. Mutations.
On Sheena's Jungle Room.
Mid-Valley.
Stereogram number 14. Frozen Star.
With Arthur Xylo.
Part of the WFMU family of products.
Mutations.
Please be advised. Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded to enhance your listening experience. Thank you.